Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Got you on my mind. Happy
anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. 21 years ago this week, we met a guy named Ivan Meisner, and our world was turned upside down. Shit hasn't been the same since, ladies and gentlemen. We met Ivan when he was international, but he was about 750 groups, I think, was out there, and now he's just exploded over the last 21 years. But I don't know what we would have done without you, Ivan. Happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, thank you so much. So we're adults now. We're 21. That's exactly.
And of course, the 21st anniversary gift that we give people is the one you've already gotten, and that's the email. That's our gift to you, the email you got about the show. So anyway, thank you for 21 great years. You have enriched our program and the business of our audience immensely. Not to mention the fun that it's been, the pride that I've been taking in having a friend who's been so successfully helping people all around the world. I don't know anybody else in the small business world who's done more to help small business owners than you have around the world, Ivan.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's been fun. It's been Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
It's all true, folks. None of that's hyperbole at all, even though I'm prone to that. Hey, Ivan, there's something that you and I know about that we do a lot that other people, the average person, according to polls, is more afraid of than a snake or a spider or a bug or lightning or a hurricane or whatever. They're more afraid of it than anything. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, that would be public speaking. And one of my favorite books was written by a friend of mine called And Death Came Third. Number one, it was talking about the fears people have, and the fear of public speaking was one. Death was third.
So, death came third. How about that?
So one of the things I discovered in running BNI, which is was an in-person networking organization, we're now meeting online during the COVID virus. But I have heard over the years so many people say, I was petrified to speak, but I've learned how to stand up in front of people and give a short presentation because of the networking opportunities. And so what I thought I would do is talk about some of the things that I've heard and witnessed that have helped people feel more comfortable speaking in front of groups of people.
All right.
So the first, I'll see if we can get five tips here in the next 15 minutes or so. The first is prepare. Don't wing it. Prepare an outline of what you want to say and practice it. Print out your remarks. If you've got a lot of gray hair like I do, make it a large font so that it's a little easier to read with or without your glasses. Plus, it'll help you not lose your place in the presentation if you use bullet points or have it in a print that you can see. Separate the sentences. By the way, when you're doing a presentation, don't read it.
Thank you.
Don't read it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's bad. But have bullet points where you can glance down and you just have a partial sentence that tells you, okay, here's what you're going to talk about.
Can I give you a little tip that I do? Folks, especially if it's going to be something you're not going to be able to use a PowerPoint presentation or anything like that, write it out. Write every word you want to say out and then pull major subheaders out of that and have that in your front of you. If you wrote it one time, you remember it. It's your words, it's your thoughts, and all you want the bullet points to do, as you said earlier, the headlines, all you want that to do is to keep you organized and to remind you to go to the next one, and this is what the next thing I'm going to talk about is. And then read that bullet point and then talk about what you have already written about, something you already know by in your sleep.
Yeah, it's good advice. When I do my keynotes, that's exactly what I do, is I write out my entire speech or virtually my entire speech. And then as I do the keynotes over a period of a month or two, it just becomes a few bullet points. I don't need to worry about remembering all of it. And you shouldn't remember all of it. because then it becomes very routine. You want it to be fresh.
Right.
You want to, you know, have it off right off the cuff. So in a networking environment, remember that you're talking about things that you know. And so it's, what's really important is to be specific. One of the biggest mistakes I've seen when you stand in front of a networking group is to try to tell everybody everything you do. I'm a full-service printer. I do any kind of printing you want. If you, whatever it is you want, I can do. And that just never works. Mm-hmm. You're shotgunning your presentation. Instead, you want to sharpshoot your presentation. You want it to be laser-specific about an element, especially if you're in a networking group where you're meeting every week, because then every week you're telling somebody something very specific about what you do. And mm-hmm. over the course of a year, you've given them 50 mini presentations.
Well, and don't and talk about yourself. Talk about that. What you know, because people will figure out yeah. what you do. If you talk about what you know, they'll figure out what you do, won't they?
They will. And another friend of mine, Andy Bounds, he talks about it as the afters. Talk about the afters. What does everything look like after mm-hmm. you have done what it is that you do? You know, here's the problem, but what's it going to look like after you fix the problem mm-hmm. for them?
And the other, as we go to the break, Ivan, I want to point out this thing. This is a really important one to land on. Talk about things that you know best. If somebody wants you to give a presentation and you demur, if you say, what would I talk about? You're an expert. You may be the best expert within 500 miles of what you do. Talk about that. Act like you're talking to a
Absolutely.
Customer about why you love your business and the stuff you sell. Just act like all those people are prospects and talk about that, things that you know and things that matter to them. That's what you build your speech around. Quick break. Ivan Meisner and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.